It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse.
All right.
Where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
My name is and I go for position number 8 in election.
Oh.
For position number 8.
What is position number 8 exactly?
About 8.
Okay, so why do you want to run for council?
Government what as we have right now, totally corrupt to the bones. Dirty government from this crook who suck blood and money from us. When we not change this for another couple years, we will be in deep Nothing will be changed.
You seem like you're obviously already a political figure.
Yeah, I did this 2 years ago too, but 2 years ago country prosecute me for stopping me go for country council position.
Why would they stop you?
Probably because I'm very aggressive.
I definitely got that from his interview for sure.
I don't know, but I feel like there could be a movie made around him just called Number 8. I
mean, yeah, or he's like the next count for Sesame Street. He's like, Gizzy's the number 8 in the corrupt government.
I don't know anything about any of his policies, what he stands for.
But I could kind of agree with him. Is that how you feel?
I don't even know if he speaks English, but if he's on the ballot, I'm definitely voting for position number 8.
He's aggressive.
Yeah.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Drug court.
What are you in drug court for?
Getting caught with drugs.
That makes sense to me. How did you get caught?
Sitting outside a shady motel and got picked up with more drugs than I should have had. And
got you. And what did you say when they walked up to you?
I have 2 warrants for my arrest.
You didn't even try to fight it?
No.
No running, no nothing?
No.
So you knew the routine. Why did you have 2 warrants?
Because I ran from DOC.
What's DOC?
Department of Corrections.
Wait, that's like running from jail?
Technically it's an escape, but you're just not checking in.
Oh, okay, okay. So you escaped from jail, though. That's kind of a tight story.
It's like, no.
She's so chill.
No, it's not tight at all, Jose.
You escaped from jail? High five.
Yeah.
Way to go.
I think I could get a girlfriend if I escaped from jail. That's a cool story. Okay?
It sounds like she just didn't show back up at the end of the day.
Yeah, but that's not how I was fitting.
Okay. Yeah. You dug a tunnel with a spoon.
Currently still running from the DOC.
Okay. DOC.
Thanks.
There it is.
You helped me with my story.
Yeah.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Man, there's some beautiful women today. The booty game is ridiculous. There's just all these little lingerie things. I don't even know why they wear anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of butt cheeks out here, bro.
Yeah, man. It's getting real cheeky out here. Real.
Even some dudes, man. You got to admit.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Sometimes I see the corner of my eye, try to look away, but sometimes you can't. You know, it just hits you. It's like, holy dude.
So I gotta ask what you're wearing, bro. Cause are you a dinosaur with a fanny pack?
I'm the sea dragon. That was my given rave name. You know.
So you said it's a given name. Is that like?
It's like a culture here, like a little family. And then you know you meet someone, you know, a little bit older who's been in the scene a little bit, and they take you in and show you what it's all about. You know, about the plur, the love, the unity, the respect, all that. You know?
So like the chief or like an elder?
Yeah, an elder. Someone, you know, who helps you, guides you through this. Because, you know, when you go by yourself, it gets a little crazy, man. Someone kind to you comes along and f***s you up.
Oh. Wow. So many questions. Were you at the courthouse or were you at a rave? I'm so confused.
That guy makes me want to go to prison.
Yeah, they're dinosaur outfits outside.
He kind of reminded me of Bill Hader's SNL character Stefan.
Oh yeah,
he's like Stefan. The city's hottest new club is called County Jail. They have everything. They've got fanny packs, sea dragons, elder guides, and booty for days.
That's a really good Stefan.
Yeah,
it's really good. Yeah.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Man, it's a real wild story. Look, I'm walking down the street, so I got my headphones on, listening to music. It's nighttime, and I see a guy walking up to me. So, you know, when you see somebody approaching you and he's looking at you, so I take my headphones off, and he says somebody stole his laptop. So I'm like, well, what's that got to do with me? So he says, well, have you seen a laptop around here? I said, no. And then he hit me in my mouth.
What? He just sucker punched you?
Yeah, man.
What did you do?
Man, I tried to push him off a little bit, but he still kept coming at me. I guess he took that as a weakness. So, you know, I told him, let's go around the corner. We went around the corner. I kind of pieced him in a little bit. And then after he was down, I kind of pulled my phone out and tried to get a little bit of the footage that I could get.
So you're beating this guy up and you're trying to videotape it.
Man, this is what I do. I use my cell phone to get all kind of footage, man. And that's what people see when they go to my Facebook page. So,
what's your profile pic,
man? My profile pic now is, man, is me with my mama, man.
Oh, of course it is.
It's oh, wow.
Me with my mama. Yeah. And videos of people I just beat up.
Yeah. Fighting by day, taking pictures of mama by night.
Yeah.
That's the type of people you're going to find over at the courthouse. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.